Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some major developments around AI models, government actions, and industry reactions. Let's unpack what's happening with Anthropic, xAI, and the broader AI landscape. First up, Anthropic faced a sudden export control directive from the Trump administration that forced it to suspend access to its latest AI models, Claude Mythos 5 and Fable 5. This move came after reports of a potential jailbreak that could bypass Fable 5 safeguards, raising national security concerns. Anthropic scrambled to negotiate with top officials, including Treasury and Commerce secretaries, but as of now, the restrictions remain in place. The Verge covered this intense standoff, highlighting fears that this could set a precedent for controlling AI access globally. Experts warn this could slow down American AI leadership while competitors, including China, continue advancing. Following that, the international fallout from the Anthropic shutdown is heating up. The Verge also reported that countries like the UK, France, Canada, and the European Union are now pushing harder for AI sovereignty. They see reliance on US AI models as a strategic vulnerability, especially after the abrupt shutdown of Fable 5 and Mythos 5. French politicians called this the start of an AI war, urging their nation to build independent AI capabilities. Meanwhile, Canada's Prime Minister warned about the risks of depending too heavily on a single partner for critical AI resources. On the legal front, the Department of Justice is backing xAI, Elon Musk's AI company, in a lawsuit over environmental concerns. The DOJ argued that shutting down Zaz natural gas turbines threatens national security because the AI models powered by those turbines support military operations, including recent strikes against Iran. This was reported by Wired, which detailed how the NAACP filed suit over pollution and health risks from unpermitted turbines at Zaz data center. The case highlights the intersection of AI infrastructure, environmental regulation, and national security priorities. Back to Anthropic, Wired also covered ongoing high-level talks between the company and the White House about the Fable 5 model. Despite meetings with commerce and cybersecurity officials, export controls remain, fueled by concerns that Fable 5's guardrails can be bypassed to unleash Mythos-level capabilities. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy reportedly alerted the government after researchers found potential vulnerabilities. Anthropic and independent experts argue these concerns are overblown and that the restrictions harm cybersecurity defenders who rely on these models. Finally, a coalition of cybersecurity veterans published an open letter protesting the US government's ban on Anthropic's most powerful AI models. TechCrunch reported that 76 experts, including former Facebook security chief Alex Stamos, argue the ban removes critical tools defenders use to identify vulnerabilities. They say the alleged jailbreak is not a true security breach but a guardrail bypass technique that other models can replicate. The letter calls for scientifically grounded, transparent AI regulations that protect the public without undermining defense capabilities. So, what does all this mean for AI's future? We're seeing AI evolve into a geopolitical and regulatory battleground, where technology, national security, and global influence collide. How governments and companies navigate these challenges will shape who leads the AI race and how accessible these powerful tools remain. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. Stay curious and see you tomorrow.